Today we have a wonderful example of what human nature is like in our parable today. Those who were out there working all day, even though they had contracted for a single denarius. A denarius is a small silver coin of the Roman world, and it was the usual day wage given to a day laborer. And so they had contracted with their employer to get a denarius for a day's wage. And when they came and they had seen that these people who had only worked for an hour got that, they thought that they were going to get more. And when they saw that these others who had not worked all day alongside them got more, they were resentful. They were resentful of the generosity of the landowner. I think sometimes we fall into a trap of thinking that the good is a limited factor in our lives. And that can extend even to spiritual benefits. We can adopt sometimes the attitude of what sometimes I think in economics is called the zero-sum game. Imagine that we have a pie, and if I cut a slice of pie for myself, then you look at the pie and you see that there's some pie missing, and that means that there's that much less pie for you. Instead, you'd rather have the whole pie. Well, I took a chunk out of it, so that's that much less that you can have. And we can even extend this even to good things that are happening, spiritual benefits around us. We fall into the trap of a zero-sum game. I've noticed this, for example, over the many years that I've been working with things having to do with traditional communities, even around the world. For example, if a chapel or a church gets going and has Holy Mass in the extraordinary form, in the traditional rite, the traditional Latin Mass, the Vetus Ordo, the Pian Rite, whatever it is that you want to call it, Gregorian Rite. That if a chapel starts up over here and people settle in and they get very content, very comfortable with what they have, they settle in all snug, perhaps even taking it for granted. And then in another place nearby, another church starts it up. And they start, they can't have that over there because it'll take people away from what we have. Well, you know, maybe that's so in the short term. But good things tend to grow. If someone else begins to have success, it doesn't automatically mean that we are not going to have success amongst ourselves. It's not a zero-sum game. We should learn to do with all things having to do with spiritual benefit is realize that the success of others benefits ourselves as well. When we sin, because we are all in this together as a human race, we hurt everybody. We hurt the whole church. It's one of the reasons why in the Sacrament of Penance we have to be reconciled not just to God and to ourselves and to our immediate neighbor, but to the whole church, because we've hurt the whole body of Christ. We who are members of the body, when we sin, we hurt everybody. But when we are in the state of grace and we do good and virtuous things, we help the whole body as well. There's an old phrase about rising tides. The tide will raise all boats. Any of you who have been in a large marina, or maybe at a Navy base, or someplace like that, and you could see tiny little boats being raised by the tide as marked against the pier. And you know what? They rise at the same rate that an aircraft carrier rises. The tide raises all boats in the water. Small efforts, large efforts. they benefit equally because the tide rises. By our own actions, our outward words, our deeds, our good works of mercy, we help to raise the tide for everybody. The successes of one community, for example, a group of people who love the traditional Mass, do not necessarily take away from the success of another. It may be that, you know, people will redistribute a little bit because there's a place over here or a place over there that's now started up and people don't have to drive as far, which is why I want to wrap this up quickly because there's a snowstorm going out there. I don't want to detain you too long, so we've shortened a couple of the chants today. But just because another group succeeds or starts doesn't mean that this is a zero-sum game. Doesn't mean less. For years, I made a strong suggestion that everybody try to be inviting to other people, to try to bring them into church, to try to bring them to this Mass, which you love so much. It would be inviting to people. If there's somebody who you know, who may be even away from church, you could do a wonderful thing, a wonderful spiritual work of mercy, by inviting them to come with you, to raise the tide for all of us by swelling our numbers, by contributing all the more to the good that we all share and we love to foster. Be wary of envy. Be wary of envy. The good of others doesn't take away good for you. Think about the joy that the workers who worked only for an hour had when they received something unexpected. They didn't receive just part of a denarius for the day's work. They received a whole denarius. Think about the attitude that the other ones who had worked all day could have had. Instead of being resentful of the good fortune of the people who had worked only an hour or a couple of hours, they could have turned and congratulated them and been happy with them. And thus, joy would be increased and not marred by any kind of negativity or resentment. These are things that we have to always consider in our lives. When we consider the successes of others, try to be generous in spirit. Always generous in spirit, especially towards the good works and successes of others. Never being resentful in any way, especially when it comes to spiritual goods. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.